with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said Thursday that the Pentagon's reported $200 billion budget request for Iran war funding could move. President Trump says the extra funding is a small price to pay to make sure the U.S. military is well equipped.
Well, we're asking for a lot of reasons beyond even what we're talking about in Iran. This is a very volatile world, and the military equipment, the power of some of this weaponry is unthinkable. You don't even want to know about it. Oh, you could end this thing in 2 seconds if you wanted to, but we are being very judicious.
A candidate to replace Senator Mark Wayne Mullen in the Senate receives endorsements from President Trump and Majority Leader John Thune.
On Thursday, Leader Thune and National Republican Senatorial Committee Chair Tim Scott of South Carolina endorsed Representative Kevin Hearns' bid for the open Senate seat in Oklahoma to replace Senator Mark Wayne Mullen as Republicans look to avoid a messy primary in the red-leading state. Thune called Hearn a proven conservative leader and supporter of their shared Republican agenda. Thune said in a statement, quote, he will be a great asset in the Senate and has my full support and endorsement. The seat is open after President Donald Trump tapped Mullen to replace Kristi Noem as Department of Homeland Security Secretary. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Within hours of explosive sexual abuse allegations against the late labor leader Cesar Chavez, officials at a California university took swift action. First, a black cloth over a campus statue of Chavez, followed by a plywood box hiding it from public view. Soon, officials said it will be taken down. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 203 points, the Nasdaq dropped 61. This is SRN News. A Bible expert issues a warning.
Bobby Grunewald is founder of YouVersion, the most popular Bible app in the world, and he says artificial intelligence isn't ready for prime time. He tells the Christian Post that YouVersion is using AI behind the scenes, but does not make it available to users because his staff has found that, quote, the best model with the best performance misquotes scripture at least 15% of the time, others as much as 60% of the time. Michael Harrington reporting.
An Arkansas law requiring the Ten Commandments be prominently displayed in public school classrooms has been struck down by a federal judge. Last year, 7 Arkansas families of various religious and non-religious backgrounds filed a lawsuit challenging the state's new law, naming 6 school districts as defendants. While the judgment blocks the Ten Commandments requirement, it's unclear how broadly it can be applied. This is SRN News. The 2026 World Happiness Report blames heavy social media use for a stark decline in well-being among young people.
The report concludes the effects are especially troubling among teenage girls in English-speaking countries and Western Europe. The annual report, published by the Well-Being Research Center of the University of Oxford, names Finland as the world's happiest country for the 9th year in a row. Other Nordic countries, such as Iceland, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway, rank among the top 10 happiest countries. Rich Thomason reporting.
Belarus's authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko has ordered the release of 250 prisoners as part of a deal with Washington to lift some U.S. sanctions. It's the latest step in the isolated leader's efforts to improve ties with the West. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.